Rebels, the more we decided to do the Limud this year is we started Pei Zayin Peches. To some extent, that's because these are the easier dinim in Basul B'Cholav and Taruvis, and part of the goal was to teach people how to navigate a page of Shulchan Aruch. It's not a skill that comes easily. You've been used to learning Gemara, Rashi, and Taisus. This is already a different type of skill. Now we're getting into the meat and potatoes, which is Hilchos Taruvos. It's important to know Taruvos to some extent before you know Basul B'Cholav, because conceptually, many of the dinim that we're going to encounter in Basul B'Cholav require an understanding of the musagim of the concepts in Taruvos. For example, we're going to discuss Bli Neder tomorrow, I hope, the sugya of Tam Ke'ikar. If you don't know Tam Ke'ikar, you can't really navigate Basul B'Cholav. That's Nekuda Rishona. So we're starting with Tzadi Ches and Tzadi Tes, etc., and then we'll try to do the rest of Taruvos, and we'll go back to Basul B'Cholav, which I think is the Ikar in terms of Halacha L'maaseh. You're not going to get Shilas of Taruvos. It's just not going to happen that you end up with like a mixture of treif meat that falls into your kosher meat. That's not really going to happen so often, but you will have spills of chalav on top of your cholent pot, etc. And those are the things that you have to know. The dinim that we encounter, the Mechaber tells us Tzadi Chesef Aleph, is Isser Shinis Arif the Heter Mimbisha Enominai Kagon Chaylev Shinis Arif the Basar. If you have an Isser that gets mixed with Heter, for example, Chaylev gets mixed to Basar, so the din is that a guy tastes it, etc. The Gemara tells me that Amir Rabbanan the Taima, the Amir Rabbanan the Kfela, the Amir Rabbanan the Shishim. Right? This is a Gemara in Chulin Tzadizayin. The Gemara tells me that there are three gradations. Sometimes tam alone is sufficient. That's a case when heter gets mixed up with heter, right? Meaning, right now heter gets mixed with heter, talking about min b'she'enai minai. There will be tam. If it's min b'mino, there's going to be no tam at all. But min b'she'enai mino, these things have different tastes. So heter gets mixed in, let's say truma is nisarev, or something that becomes aser al yedei neder. So then it's nisarev. So b'kahai gavna, we say that amir rabbanan b'taima, that a yid tastes it, and you see whether you taste the iser or not. That the first thing, right? For example, if I have a shaila, whether the noodles are fleishik or not, I cook some noodles with some meat, and I'm not sure whether the meat gives its flavor into the noodles. So in that case, right, it's only a shaila, the noodles fleishik or not. Fleishik is still kosher. So you could just taste it and see, is it is there a tam of basar? That's Amr Rabbanan b'tayma. Amr Rabbanan b'kfeila is the second category, that there are times that a kfeila, that you need a goy to taste it. For example, iser shenis arev beheter. Right, so then the yid can't taste it because maybe it's treif, right? And that's the case in the Mechaber that chaylav is nesarv b'basar. Chaylav gets mixed into basar. That's iser beheter. But how do you know it's chaylav, by the way? Maybe it's cholav. Ches lamed veis. How do I know it's chaylav? So apparently, when Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung used to give shiur on Yerideya, he said it's state iser shenis arev beheter. Cholav heis nisht iser. No? Milk is kosher. Right? Chaylev, that's iser. Oh, that, right? By the way, it's the Prima Gadim has that. Right? Mamish, Prima Gadim, Sivkot and Aleph, both the Taz and the Shach point out that chaylev is with a tzeira. Right? That means it's not cholav. That's what they're talking about. Okay, grand. We're also seeing that chaylev and basar are considered min b'shein omino. That's not so pashut. But if you have a good piece of corned beef, right? So there's fat on the corned beef, no? Shuman and chaylev, there's kosher fat, there's non-kosher fat. It depends where the fat is. The Torah tells me there are certain fats that be makriv on the mizbeach. That is the chaylev shal hakerev. If you ever shecht an animal, you cut the animal down the middle, you'll see it mamish looks like silk. It's neflos habori. It's gorgeous. That is chaylev deiraisa. Right? There's also chaylev al hakloyis. Is chaylev deiraisa. A little bit of fat on the kidneys. Those are the stuff that will go on the mizbeach. The Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted us to put on the Mizbeach, mamish, beautiful stuff. I heard this from Yisroel Belsky's a friend, L'Vracha. The stuff that went on the Mizbeach is Chilav Dereisa. Oh, it's mamish gorgeous. There's other fat. There's fat like on the loins, right? There is fat, the loins in the sense of there are ribs and the flanks, right? When you eat a piece of corned beef, there's going to be fat there. That fat is kosher fat. That's called shumen. So to say that Chilav the Basar is Mimbashain Omino, the Shach raises an objection. He says, like, maybe they taste the same. Right? You eat a piece of corned beef, the fat on the corned beef, presumably Chaylov and Shuman have the same taste. The fat on the corned beef probably tastes the same as the Chaylov, as the tray fat, and it has the same flavor as the Basar. So how can we say it's Mimbashain Omino? So the Shach raises this answer, and the Shach says, oh, there's a difference between basar shamin and basar kachosh. Meaning if I have a piece of beef jerky, right? Beef jerky is basar kachosh, no? There's no fat in your beef jerky. So if you have some chaylev that gets mixed in, gets cooked together, you don't notice it. If it's noticeable, there's nothing to talk about. You just take it out, no? But if you have beef jerky that gets mixed up with some chaylev, so you want to find out, is there time? So that's called mimbashein omino. Chaylev and basar is mimbashein omino. The hagadara of what's called mimbamino and what's called mimbashein omino, we'll talk about at greater length later on, hopefully in a couple of days. Chaylev shenisar v'basar is mimbashein omino. The din is yit'amenu ovid klechavim. It's Isser beheter, unique feila, right? Amrabana and betaima, amrabana and bekfeila, amrabana and beshishim. If it's minbamino, shishim. Minbashainomino of kosher, tam. Minbashainomino of treif, you need a kfeila. That's what the Gemara says. Happens that the Rambam never uses the word kfeila. Kfeila means a baker. Bakers have two advantages over ordinary people. One advantage that a baker has is that a baker is umin lomara umnasei. You have a guy, he's a chef, no? And the guy says, oh, I taste whatever, you know? So you're going to be out of business if your taste is off, right? You say you're a chef, you got to know the taste. Right? Umin lomara umnasei. That's when you sort of kfeila. Another side, right? It's professional. Another side of kfeila might be that he has a more defined sense of taste. He's better at it. Certain things are acquired skills. So there are two elements of kfeila. There's umin lomara umnasei, and there's also the element of kfeila, which is that he has a more refined sense of taste. The Rambam never uses the word kfeila. The Mechaber, as we know, is into cutting and pasting. So the Mechaber cuts and pastes the Lashon of the Rambam and says, Yit'amenu oivad klichadim, shteit nish yit'amenu kfeila. You don't need a professional to taste it. The Rambam holds any goy is sufficient. Right, we'll talk about the Shitos perhaps later today, perhaps tomorrow. The Gra, the end of Sifkatan Hay, points out that there are four different Shitos of Rishonim in the Sugya of Kfeila. The Rambam is to some extent the most lenient Shita. And that, right, the Rambam says you don't need a professional and you don't need a professional at all. In other words, you don't need expertise in taste and you don't need umin lomara umnasei. Any guy tastes it. That's the Lashon of the Rambam. And there are three other Shitas in Rishonim, etc. Fine. So a guy tastes it. Frekta tazakasha. Why does a guy have to taste it? Maybe a yid could taste it. And so you're going to say, hey, Schwartz, you're nuts, right? It's suffik deraisa. There's some chaylev that fell into the basar. It's mamish treif. How on earth could a yid taste it? So the Taz has a einfal. The Taz says, maybe a yid could taste it by licking it, right? You lick it. And it could be that there's no iser at all if you lick tarfus. So that's the Taz's kashin, Se'if Katin Beis. Kasa Bidrisha, Mida Asar Be Yisrael Lemitam, Yesh Lomo Shepa'om Shekoin Bosom Nakatzot, Ben Yadua Maluachu Imloi, Asar Lit'oim Beloshoinai Ad Kan Loshono. It's like a play on words. Asar Lit'oim Beloshono Ad Kan Loshono, his tongue only goes so far. No, you know, but the Drisha says that the fact that a goy has to taste it, that indicates that a gid is not allowed to taste it, meaning if I have a shayla, let's say whether the meat was properly salted or not, a yid is not allowed to lick it to see if it's salted. There's an isser of ti'ima b'lashon. That's what the Drisha says. Taz argues. Taz says it's very difficult because in Simin Membeis, by Amara, there's a whole series of treifas that come up. One of the treifas is called nitla hamara. The mara is the gallbladder. The flavor of the gallbladder, there's bile inside the gallbladder. Okay, I'm sorry for bringing back ninth grade bio, guys. I know we all hated it. But the gallbladder has a very, very bitter taste. In Yiddish, there's an expression, bitterer migal, or better mivigal. No, it's as bitter as a like gallbladder flavor. So only if you're in Harry Potter and you have the every flavored beans, which Ad Kan Devarai, if you know what I'm talking about, fine. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you have to pass a Harry Potter. But the yesod is, by a mara, you have a shayla whether the mara was taken away or not. If the mara is nitwa hamara, if you have an animal without a gallbladder, the animal is a trefa. So how do you taste? How do you find out if there is a mara there? But sometimes after the animal is geshacht, and parts of the animal get lost. How do you know whether there was a gallbladder? So the din is that you taste the liver. If the liver has gallbladder taste, right, it has like the taste of the bile, right? So it's going to be kosher. Because that means that there was a gallbladder there. And it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Mem Beis, Yit'amai Eloshoinai, you taste it with your tongue. Zakvitaz. I see from that din that ti'ima b'lashin, right, is also called ti'ima. I taste the liver, I lick the liver with my tongue, and if there is gallbladder flavor on top of the liver, that means that there was a gallbladder. If there was a gallbladder, it's a kosher animal. Right? An animal's only treif, it's missing a gallbladder. So that's the Taz's raya, that ti'ima b'lashin is mutter. A yid is allowed to taste stuff with his tongue. How come over here we don't allow you to taste it? Right? How come in our case you say you need timas kfela or timas goy? Maybe a yid should just lick it. So the Taz says, you know what? Over here, shiny hochada yitzrach lito maide achila mamish kdela hargish im yesh sham tam. The Taz says, Azoy, in our case, you have to mamish chew it and taste it and swallow it, let's say, to see whether there was tam. And a yid's not allowed to swallow. A yid's allowed to lick it with his tongue, at least by a suffic iser. The Taz Paskins, licking with a tongue is mutter. But in our case, licking with the tongue won't help Zakataz because you can't tell whether there's, let's say, chilev in it, al yidei the l'chicha b'lashin, you need a chila mamish. To explain the Taz, what he probably means is as follows. In Simen Mem Beis, the presence of tam creates heter. In Simen Tzadi Ches, heter is al yidei the absence of tam. No? What am I trying to figure out? Chelev into basar. Does it have the tam chelev or not? In order to know that I have the absence of tam, right? I have to mamish, eat it, chew it, devour it, right, etc. But in Simen Mem Beis, all I have to do to be matir it is, oh, I taste a little bit of gallbladder, right? So I can identify the presence of tam al yidei the lashon. But the absence of tam can only be identified al yidei mamish, chewing, swallowing, etc. Ad kan divrei hataz. So the pashtus in the Taz is that the Taz holds that a person is allowed to, by a suffik isser, right? The case of a mara is a suffik isser. I don't know if the animal is missing its gallbladder or not. So by a suffik isser, I can do ti'ima bilashin, it's mutter. In our case, it should theoretically be mutter because it's a suffik isser. I don't know if there's thelev in the basar. However, since I need the absence of tam to prove that it's mutter, so that's why it's just a mitzias situation. You have to really chew it all the way. But it's mutter for a yid to lick isurim. That's the aside of the Taz. Yes, sir.
Why is it not?
There's no isur of hana. No, I'm talking about chaylev. Chaylev is just an isur achila. There's no isur hana, right? An animal without a gallbladder is stamas like treif. No isur hana. By an isur hana, I know chanami. But it's not an isur hana. Yes, sir.
Would there be a distinction between mutter to lick a suffik isur versus mutter to lick
So the pashtus in the Taz is that he is a mego. Okay, nere de b'ti'ima b'lashon ein b'chashash iser b'makayim safik. Right, that I'm reading the Taz's words. Right, now a safik iser, you're allowed to do ti'ima b'lashon. The Prima Gunna points out though, and I think you might be right about this, that the end of the Taz. The Taz tries to bring a raya from the Gemara Brachas Yudalat. The Gemara has a shayla about mat emes mahu, right? Meaning, right, do you make a bracha if you just taste something and like you spit it out? Or on a tainus, are you allowed to, right? This is like are you allowed to brush your teeth on a fast day, no? Can you take mouthwash? It's mat emes. No, most people don't swallow mouthwash. Given, right? So you're not going to swallow the mouthwash. So it's not going to be mamish bliya, right? So the Gemara has a shayla. Is it achila ushtiya kabbalalei? Ti'ima lo kabbalalei? Or maybe even ti'ima kabbalalei? Right? That's a shayla in the Gemara in Brachas Yudalad. The way the Taz presents that issue is the Prima Godem notes, the fact that the Taz brings a raya from that case, it sounds like we're talking about a vadai iser. Because in the case of a tainus, right, it's vadai iser.
But the Taz himself seems to not be so convinced about tainus as a raya.
The Taz is not convinced it's a raya because the Gemara says that maybe an iser tainus is different than all other isurim. But the fact that the Taz entertains the ideas of the Prima Godem, right, that indicates that he's even going to say it by vadai iser. But the pashas in the Taz is that he's only matir ti'ima b'lashayin b'makayim safek iser, although the Prima Godem is mehaseis bazeh. There is another relevant issue, just in terms of details here. The Chavis Das and Chidushim, there are two Chalokim in the Chavis Das. There's the Chelik Chidushim and the Chelik Biurim. Chidushim are the short Chidushim, the Biurim are the longer things. The Chavis Das is the Nesivus, Rabbi Jacob Loberbaum of Lisa, right? That's the Chavis Das. He's a contemporary of Begonim Pki Veger. So the Nesivus and the Chavis Das and Chidushim Sifkat and Beis understands that when the Taz says ti'ima b'lashon, he doesn't really mean only lashon. He means any time that you don't swallow is considered ti'ima. There are really three things. There is licking with my tongue. There is putting it in my mouth, but not swallowing. And then there is mamash swallowing, no? It's a little bit strange because we're contrasting mamish achila, which means swallowing. We're contrasting that with ti'ima b'lashon. We're skipping the whole in-between area. So the Prima Godim seems to say that the Taz is only going to make one ti'ima b'lashon by a suffik eser. The Chavistas is saying that the Taz is going to be mako even on ti'ima b'cheich, even if it's in my palate, as long as I don't swallow. Right? In the Sefer, my dear beloved friend, the Megillah Sefer, in his essay over here, he talks about if you have, again, it's like a, to some extent, it's like a lumdish shayla, it's not real. Let's say you have toothpaste and you're not sure if there's iser in the toothpaste. Are you allowed to use that toothpaste? No? So the Taz, as understood by the Prima Godim, would not permit it at all, because it's only mutter by a suffik iser if it's belashan. But the Taz, as understood by the Chavistas, might permit that. Close mind, you don't swallow, it's going to be okay.
Isn't toothpaste
within
Salah,
it's
not a
Michael? It's not a Michael, that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say. The Rav used to say that toothpaste is not a Michael. I mean, it's like a theoretical correct. Like, there's no real Shiloh by toothpaste. Again, he's obviously not working with the Rav. The Rav assumes that toothpaste doesn't have to be kosher, it's not food. That's already, yes.
The Chavis Das would say
that to eat that potentially it's going to be mutter. The Prima Godim would say it's for sure also, because the Prima Godim holds only Ti'ima B'lashon is mutter. The Chavis Das holds even Ti'ima B'cheich is going to be mutter according to the Taz.
But then the
Ti'ima B'cheich
when I'm doing the
Vada
or when
it's no, Safik Isser. The assumption is that the Taz is only B'mokim Safik Isser. Yeah. That one line at the end of the Taz, notwithstanding, the Pashto says he's only by a suffix. The Prima Godim raises a shayla at the end of this Mishpat Zal Zohar Kos Beis, that the Gemara in Chulin Kuf Gimel, I'll read you the end of the Prima Godim. The Ikar Hadin Ti'imba Machalos Asuros, Yesh La'ayin, B'sof Perak Gid HaNoshe, B'sof Perak Kol HaBosar, Daf Kuf Gimel, Hare nehene groinai, kefi hanira, dechech ochel yitam. By your day tamze, loma davka kibola machayiv, hachazim de mistapin achin hachanichayim le kezayis. Zmachogas of Yohan Reish Lakish, what hanoa means. Is hanoas groinai or hanoas meayim? Right? Now again, I'm not talking about Yisrei hanoa, we're talking about Yisrei achila. But the shayla is the iser only the stuff that ends up in your stomach? Let's say I need a kezayis of iser. Does that mean I get a kezayis in my stomach? Or do I assume that even a kezayis in my chanichayim, chanichayim is like the incisor teeth, right? But even if I have some stuff that's stuck in my teeth, that's also mitzaref to kezayis. Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in the Gemara. We paskin that even the stuff in my teeth is mitzdarif. So l'cha'ayra, doesn't that indicate that if stuff is l'chal ha'paches in my mouth, it's going to be awesome? Because the stuff that's stuck between my teeth never makes it to my stomach. Like, let's say I have mamish, just a kezayis of tarifus, and I chew on it, swallow it, but a little bit, you know, you eat meat, like there's a little bit, you need a toothpick after you eat meat. There's a teeny bit that remains, being a chanichayim. So you're going to get malchus in that case. So that means that the stuff that's in my mouth is also awesome. So that's the Prima Godim's kasha. Don't we see that te'ima in the mouth is going to be awesome? Now, l'cha'ira, for the Prima Godim itself, this is not a kasha at all. Because the Prima Godim is going to say that the only kula I have is belashan. The stuff that's in my mouth, not the lashon, the stuff that's in my palate, the stuff that's in my teeth, right? That's usher. That's the chaora, right? What should emerge? The Prima Godim, I'm mizdaning on this question. It's an interesting question. In the Sefer, again, my dear beloved friend, Megillah Sefer. So he wants to say that maybe the Lashon of the Gemara is, I'm not exactly sure why this is true, is that the Basar Bein HaChanichayim is Mitztarif. Mitztarif means, let's say I have rove of the Basar ends up in my stomach and a tiny bit remains in my Chanichayim. Maybe we can use it for a Tziruf, but it's not going to be considered the Ikar Achila. The lumness of that, I am not sure. I don't fully understand. It's a good play on words. It's a nice linguistic point, but I don't know what he means. Okay, let's go tighter. So the Taz holds that Te'ima B'Lashon is going to be mutter by a suffix iser, and the raya is in the case of Mara. The Shach Tainas, that Mara, there's no raya at all. Mara, there's no raya, because rove of the time, animals have a Mara. The overwhelming majority of animals have their gallbladders. No safakach. There are some poskim who are mekel by nitla hamara. So the Shach and Simin Membeis of Yerideya says that you can't prove from nitla hamara that Te'ima is going to be okay, because that's a special din only by the mara, where the overwhelming majority of the overwhelming likelihood is that it's permitted. The Pisrei Tshuva here, Se'if Katin Aleph, quotes that there's a Machlokes Shach and Taz, right? Ayin le'el simen mem beis in the bar heitiv, shekasa b'shem ha-shach, de'lohachi gabi mara shari, le'toim, de'korev ha'dover sh'yitam tamar. It's much more likely. Masha di'lav hachi ain't ima b'lashin, masha di'lav hachi Af Te'ima B'Lashon is usher. Right? The Taz holds Te'ima B'Lashon is mutter. The Shach holds Te'ima B'Lashon is going to be usher. It's a special kula by the Mara. And the Pisrei Tshuva wants the Paskin like the Shach against the Taz. And the case that he has is a case in the Tshuva of the Tzemach Tzedek. There are two different Tzemach Tzedek. So the Tzemach Tzedek of Nicholsburg and the Tzemach Tzedek of Chabad. This is the tshuva of the Tzemach Tzedek of Nicholsburg. Tzemach Tzedek is Gematria Menachem Mendel. That's why. That's why. Right, the third Lubavitcher Rebbe, right, has the tshuva Tzemach Tzedek. His name was Menachem Mendel. No, and the Tzemach Tzedek of Nicholsburg, his name was also Menachem Mendel. This you can bring a right whether you spell Mendel with an I in or from a nun if you do the math over here. But there's certainly a nun. They also have an I in. So he writes, Ayin Shuvat Tzemach Tzedek, in Mutter Litzom HaBoris, in Yesh Bo Melach Kol Tzarko. Boris is salt. Boris is soap. They would make the soap out of lye, out of treif fat. And they would add salt. So you're allowed to taste it to see if it's good salt, if it's good soap. Right? In order for the soap to work well, you have to have a lot of salt in it. The Heshiv, the Afagad, the Dorishu Paga Midrabonon, Mia Asr Lechatchila, even though anything that's Pogam, it's Asr Lechatchila to taste it. Haina Dafka Lechatchila. Aval Te'ima Shoy Lechatchila, but Te'ima Ino Asr Lechatchila, Midrabon Lo Gazru. Right? It says the Tzemach Tzedek that Te'ima is asr midrabanan. Nice and tam lefgam. If the thing tastes bad, it's only asr midrabanan. Midrabanan lo gazru. That's what the tshuva of the Tzemach Tzedek says. You get the impression from the Tzemach Tzedek, the Pisrei Tshuva Tainas, that we're not only going to be makel by a suffek iser, we're going to make it even on a vaday iser. Nonetheless, it's only true by an iser that is pogam. Right? That's the ultimate maskana of the Pisrei Tshuva. He quotes the tshuva of the Nodeb Yehuda, that the Tzemach Tzedek is only make on Te'ima B'Lashayin by an iser pogam, and not by any iser drabanan. Okay? So, lahalacha, the Pisrei Tshuva passes like the Shach, that Te'ima B'Lashayin by a suffix iser is aser. We're going to be makel, however, by Te'ima B'Lashon on a Te'ima B'Lashon on an iser, which is, in the worst case, an iser d'rabbanan if it's an iser pogam. What's the cheshbon over here? So the cheshbon over here is based on the truth of the Rivash in Simen Reish Peches. The Rivash, by the way, is the main Talmud of the Ram. Right? So this is like he's big in the history of Halacha. So Reish Peches and the Rivash. He has a discussion about Te'ima by Yisurim. It's funny that the Taz doesn't reference the Rivash here, no? Mamish funny. Like, this is basic Judaism. So the Rivash, first, the Shoel in the Rivash wanted to say that Te'ima is going to be Aser by an Iser because it's like a Chatzi Shir. And once I have a din, the Chatzi Shir is Aser min HaTaira. So Te'ima is also Aser at Chatzi Shir. Now, gentlemen, this brings us back to the lumdus of Chatzi Shir. Can you have a Chatzi Shir be'echos? No? Te'ima is not a shayla of quantity, right? It's a shayla of the quality. So we already encountered that Ramban, who says the Chibuk v'nishuk is considered Chatzi Shir, Aser min HaTaira of, right? Or one line in the Ramban. Right, the Rambam says lo sikravus deraisa. The Ramban says lo sikravus either midrabbanon or lo sikravus aser min haTorah at chatzi shir. That means that there's qualitative chatzi shir, and the Shoel and the Rivash says the same yesod that maybe Te'ima is qualitative chatzi shir. But the Rivash says, dude, you got it all wrong. You got it all wrong because chatzi shir is only aser. Mihu mashra the role also midoy raisa like chatzi shir te'ima the Rivash tainus is aser, but it's not an iser doy raisa lechatzi shir. To hatayim of the chatzi shir have a mishum chazil it's derufe. Ve'ein lomar came the time of loy mamashay. Right, so if you want to maramukim on this shaila of chatzi shir, qualitative chatzi shir, Rivash simin reish peches. It's mamish befeish. That's the machlokas. Now, the Rivash holds that Te'ima is always Aser by Isurim. But the reason for the Iser of Te'ima, according to the Rivash, is that you might come to swallow it. It's a special Gezeira Midivrehem that you can't taste an Iser, because if you taste it, the Hainu, I should point out that the Rivash's Nusach of tasting is a little different than the Taz. The Taz is talking about Te'ima B'Lashon. The Rivash's Te'ima is a Chavastas type of Te'ima. It's Te'ima Bechech without Bria. Right? It's Klor in the Rivash. That's what he's saying. But the Rivash says it can't be also at Chatzi Shir. Rather, it's also because of a Chshash that you might come to swallow. The Efshar, the time of the Te'ima Asura, Filu Bisuri, Achila, Hainu, Kadesh, Lo, Yavo, Livloya, Ma'at, the Osi Lide Isura de Oraisa Kidamrino Nunozir Skar Skar La Carmelo Sikra. Right? So the Rivash writes that it's an Isid Rabbanan because you might come to swallow it. So La Halacha, that's what the Rivash says. The Rivash, by the way, is quoted in Simen Kuf Ches in the Shav Sivkot in Chaf Gimel. He references this Rivash. Right? But the Rivash, I do not fully understand why the Taz over here does not quote the Rivash. The Rivash is mamish giving the whole shprach over here. How come you need timas kfela? Right? Maybe you should taste it. You should taste it also. So Rivash says, no, it's also midrabanan. Right? It's mamish exactly our sugya is all befeirish in the Rivash in Simin. Rivash and Simin, Reish Peches in this tshuva.
Well, maybe it's arrived at the fact that the Rivash is only talking about tasting in your mouth, and then Taz is talking about tasting in your tongue, so therefore he said the Rivash is never relevant.
But, like, L'cha HaPachos L'cha HaBazdas should reference it. Or, I mean, like, and if I'm writing an essay on Te'ima, I should write that my kasha is already addressed by Gedolei HaRishonim, right? The Rivash already is sensitive to this kasha. So this is, By the way, if you want to marry a makom, like those of you who like halacha l'maisa, okay? So look in the tshuva of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in the Mincha Shlomo, the end of volume one. It's Minsadi Aleph Os Yud Zayin. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a discussion about can you eat maror if it's hard for you to swallow the maror? If you have this type of condition that the Eza Sibasha, he's swallowing, is difficult, can you be Mekayim the mitzvah just chewing without swallowing? Right? This is all relevant for our conversations. And let me just see if I... Let me see if I skipped anything.
What did that mean, Shep? Like, all, like, this is kiddish, like, that also the code. This is kiddish, like, drinking wine, people give wine, or like,
I mean, again, the pashtus is that. The Gemara in Brachas and Daf Yudalet has a shaila of Mat Emes. We pass, and if there's more than a Revius, it's Osir in terms of on the Tainus. If it's less than a Revius, it's Mutter. It's relevant for Birchas HaNehenin also there in Brachas Yudalet. This is the whole Sugya. Now, let me just finish with a cute point, and then we'll get to your question. The Rebbe of Yonson Eidschitz is into wild ideas. So the crazy of Placy says, you know, later on, the Ramah is going to tell me that Bismaninu, we don't rely on Timas Kfeva. Right? At the end of Sefala, the Ramah says that we don't trust the Goyim to taste stuff, etc. Well, maybe I could do it like this. Maybe the Goy should eat it, and the guy is going to say there's no tam. That won't be enough to be matiret, but will be enough to create a suffix iser. And once it's a suffix iser, so maybe the Jew can do ti'ima the lashon to be matir. That's what the crazy place he says. I don't understand this at all, because the Taz says that to prove the absence of iser, you need mamish chewing it and swallowing it. So the fact that the goy, right, tasted it, it still remains a suffix iser. A yid is not allowed to chew, swallow, etc., a suffix iser. So I don't understand what the crazy uplacy is saying, but that's what he says. Okay, you had a comment.
Does the father have a color between, since he says all about lashon, he doesn't say anything about actual having it in the mouth. Would he say like
Chavis Das? No, the Taz is arguing on the Chavis Das. The Taz says only Tima Veloshin is mutter. The Chavis Das is saying even Tima Bechech is going to be permitted according to the Taz. The Pashtun from the Chavosh, by the way, is like the Chavis Das, not like the Taz. The Taz can read this Rivash. I think it's actually a very beautiful tshuva. The Rivash says, right, achilamu, the word te'ima, it's not clear what the word te'ima means in Tanakh. Right? Does te'ima mean eating a tiny bit but you swallow? Does te'ima, right? That's like in halacha, there's a discussion, I'm not supposed to eat before I do a mitzvah. Tosfos in Brachas Daf Dalet and the Trumas Hadeshen and the Magen Avraham, they all have a discussion, am I allowed to have te'ima, let's say before Netilas Lulav? Right? Am I allowed to have ti'ima? So does ti'ima mean achila mu'etes? Does ti'ima mean eating and spitting it out? Right? The pasuk in Sefer Shmuel, right? Ki ta'amti ma'at hadvash hazeh. Right? It sounds like you mamash swallow it. Right? So the Rivash has a discussion that l'cha'ora, when we're talking about ti'ima, we're talking about eating and spitting out. Or just eating in the lashon, just eating with their tongue, right? Not eating a tiny bit. Those are two different types of te'iva. Okay, gentlemen, have a wonderful, marvelous day, and we got to keep on shtagging. The next real sugya that we're going to do, just the end of Sif Aleph in terms of the definition of kfela. Then I want to talk about Tam Ke'ikar. I sent around some marimakonis on these sugyas. Marimakonis are very sketchy. If you want to know the main things to read, the Torah's Habayis are the Rash Baraks. Right? It's like, that's really what you should be reading. Okay, Shkoyach.